What's up, you guys? I'm Joanna Hall, wealth coach and host of the Investor Club, where you are your greatest investment and asset. Now, you're probably wondering, what the heck is this? Well, I'm just soaking off my acrylic nails right now. It is from Olive & June. If you guys want to check it out, go to the link in my description. You guys could grab 20% off. It is so, so much fun. I personally really like the medium length almond nails. I used to spend like 3 to 4 hours at the salon, which is crazy, to do my hands and my toes. Now, like, I'm probably spending between 30 to 45 minutes. This is gonna soak off for about 10 to 15 minutes. And while I am doing that, I figure I just pop on here and talk with you guys about a new hack that I learned about how to read more books in a year. Now, if you're like me, you're probably a personal development junkie who's trying to get better and improve themselves and to be that bitch. I am so excited to share this with all of you because I feel like this is something I really struggled with for a long time. When you've got so many things going on, like work, family, like, you know, trying to cook, clean, and like work out, all that stuff, like that can be a lot, not even including some of the businesses that you guys may be running on the side. And so with very limited amount of time, like, I still want to grow and develop, but how do I do that and fit that into my schedule with everything else going on? I recently came across Blinkist. Now, Blinkist is an app that gives you summarized versions of the book, and you can either listen to it or read it. And the reason why I like this app so much is because sometimes as a learner, you want to be able to read the book and listen to the book. It just kind of depends, and you get both options within the Blinkist app. And it's really nice because you don't have to pay for both options separately. So for example, Amazon has Kindle and they've got Audible. And I actually just recently checked that I think I paid like $30 each for both of them previously to finding Blinkist, just because sometimes depending on what the book is, I would like either or. Like if it's a motivational book, like I want to listen to Tony Robbins. However, if it is a more like factual type book and I just kind of want to skim through some things, I probably want the reading version of the book. Therefore, I like to have the option to go between both of them. People who are writing books are literally pouring their entire life's work into it. So it can be a lot, and hundreds of pages of really amazing content, which is great, but I really wanted to dwindle that down. And so Blinkist really allows you to do that. You can basically get all that same content that you're wanting out of the book in less than 20 minutes. 20 minutes, that feels doable for me. Like I can fit that into my schedule. And so the way that I've been actually leveraging Blinkist is I download the app on my mobile device, send the book summaries to my Kindle when I'm kind of winding down. That's the best time that I have quiet time for me to actually read. Almost every single night, I'm able to read through a book and then fall asleep. So it's been really, really amazing. Now, once in a while, if I just have a gap where I can just play something in the background, and maybe I'm eating lunch, or like I'm just mindlessly kind of doing something and I want something to kind of play in the background, I actually play the audio summaries on a smart device. So you can play this on a Google or, you know, an Alexa. Going from reading or listening to books on Kindle or Audible, you know, I would get through maybe 3 to 4 books a year. But now, really fast forward that, I'm able to get through like 5 books a week, which is crazy because this means I have way more content that I'm going through, way more ideas, approaches, new ways of thinking I'm exposed to, and I can decide for myself, is that something that I want to implement into my life? And as I'm learning faster, I'm able to actually change my life faster and accelerate my own transformation and my own development. So I think this is completely life-changing. And so for the Blinkist app, it's about $16 a month or $100 a year. Honestly, when you think about the return on investment for your life, oh my God, so freaking worth it. Now, if this is something that you guys want to give a try, go to the link in my description and grab a 1 month free trial. I don't get anything from this. This is more to share the love with you guys. I really hope you found this hack super helpful. And before I log off here, I really wanted to share some of my favorite finance books with you guys. I don't know if all of them are on Blinkist. I probably should have checked before I did this, but I'll share what my favorite finance books are. My ultimate number one favorite finance book is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. If you haven't read that, it's It's a really, really good mindset book. The other one is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That one's a great one. Ramit Sethi teaches you how to be rich. It has really good fundamentals of just how to automate your finance and the basics of investing. If you want a little bit more detail on investing, there's two other finance books you can check out. It's called The Intelligent Investor. And then the other one is The Little Book on Common Sense Investing. But let me know down below, like, what are your favorite finance books, or just what is something that you're looking to learn this year that you're hoping to gain from Blinkist? With that said, I think my nails are ready to go and done soaking off. If you found this video helpful, make sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. The Blinkist link is down in the description, as well as the Olive in June 20% off. Hope you guys enjoyed this video. Stay happy, healthy, and wealthy, and see you guys on the next one.